Trump is averaging one peace deal or ceasefire a month in second term. By Nick Gilbertson on July 28, 2025. President Donald Trump has brokered on average about one peace deal or ceasefire per month thus far in his presidency, following Monday's ceasefire agreement between Thailand and Cambodia. Trump, whose second term recently hit the six-month milestone, touted the impressive results driven by his peace through strength foreign policy agenda during a bilateral meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at Trump Turnberry in Scotland shortly after Thailand and Cambodia announced an agreement. Watch, President Trump meets with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The announcement of the deal followed Trump forcing both countries to the negotiating table on Saturday, making clear to the leaders of the respective countries that he would not make a trade deal with either of them if the fighting persisted. They both face tariffs set to take effect on Friday. Hostilities erupted between Thailand and Cambodia last week after each accused the other of violating the sovereignty of their borders. The two countries have endured border tensions for nearly 120 years as a result of Thailand disputing border maps drawn up while Cambodia was still a French colony. The fighting displaced over 150,000 people in the past week. "Now this would be six that we've stopped. I have stopped six wars in the last, I'm averaging about a war a month," he said. Trump has brokered a number of ceasefires and peace deals since returning to office, the most prominent being the agreement between Israel and Iran after the 12-day war between the countries. That war culminated after Trump approved devastating strikes on three Iranian nuclear sites, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. The sides agreed to a ceasefire on June 23, and it took effect on June 24. Another major deal brokered by Trump and his administration is between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of Rwanda. The countries reached a peace agreement in late June to end a 30-year-long conflict between them. After foreign ministers from both countries signed an agreement overseen by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Rwandan Foreign Minister Olivier Nduhungirehe told Breitbart News exclusively that Trump deserves a Nobel Peace Prize for ending the conflict. "Anyone, including President Trump, who would help sizably to bring this conflict to an end deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Absolutely," he said. Watch, reporter from Congo thanks Trump for peace when Biden ignored conflict. A fourth major ceasefire Trump has brokered was between India and Pakistan after conflict between the countries in May escalated to attacks on one another's military bases. "After a long night of talks mediated by the United States, I am pleased to announce that India and Pakistan have agreed to a full and immediate ceasefire," Trump wrote on Truth Social at the time. "Congratulations to both countries on using common sense and great intelligence. Thank you for your attention to this matter," the president added. The ceasefire has held despite both sides accusing one another of violating it in its early stages, the AFP reported. This ceasefire has also triggered calls for Trump to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, as Breitbart News noted. Watch, Moreno, if Trump doesn't win a Nobel Peace Prize, it has zero credibility and should shut down. In yet another deal, Trump announced a ceasefire with Ansarallah, commonly known as the Houthi Jihadist terror organization, in Yemen in May, which took Israel by surprise. As part of the deal, the Houthis agreed to stop targeting U.S. ships and the U.S. agreed to stop bombing Yemen. Though the Houthis and the U.S. reached a deal, the group has continued to target Israel. Finally, Trump brokered peace between Egypt and Ethiopia in June regarding a conflict over the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on the Nile River. Another case is Egypt and Ethiopia, and their fight over a massive dam that is having an effect on the magnificent Nile River. "There is peace, at least for now, because of my intervention, and it will stay that way," Trump wrote in a Truth Social post on June 15. However, last week, Business Insider reported that tensions have since risen with the sides still negotiating the dam's operation and water-sharing guidelines.